Hello and welcome to the recording for Sittingbourne Baptist Church Children's, the youth service, as it were, while we're in lockdown. My name is Koda Oshoba. I'm one of the deacons and Sunday school leaders. And I've just been making these recordings and hopefully somebody's listening out there and gaining something from them as well. That would be great. So today we are marking the end of our look at the parables that Jesus taught us while he was here. I found 46 on the internet, and we've been going through that with the help of a site called Swap Meets Dave. So not all my own ideas. And now we are doing part three of the quiz that sort of checks your understanding and your knowledge and what you remember about this, these parables. So remembering some of the important things that I kept trying to stress, that parables are stories that Jesus taught us while he was here on earth. They usually have a hidden meaning that is not always so obvious to everyone else, but with some thought and understanding of Jesus and his ministries and the ideas he was trying to help us to understand about the kingdom of God, how God works, then you can sort of see different lessons we can learn from them. And how, when I went through the parables, many weeks through this lockdown, we also looked at how we can apply some of those lessons into our lives today and why those parables, those lessons are so important. So it is all on the recordings. It is all logged on the website, the church website. So if you feel there's any parable that you want to look at more closely, please feel free to go back and have a listen. So this recording is for Sunday, the 21st of March, 2021. And we're still in lockdown, so Sunday school is still going to be a recorded session. The quiz that we're doing today are the parables from 31 to 46. So we have a birthday bonus one today, because the last two sessions we've done only 15 parables. And also wanted to point out the date. I think it's quite a special date for this Sunday, because it is, if you write it in number format, it is 21-3-21, which, apart from having the two 21s on either side of the three being the month of March, if you add two and one, you get three. So I think that's really pretty cool. And if you add all the numbers together, you get nine. Which is a square number. What else is amazing about nine? Nine people didn't come back to thank Jesus after he healed 10 lepers. Nine of them didn't come back to thank him. Which also leads me to let you know that the next topic that we will be talking about from next week, which is on the 28th of March, is the miracles that Jesus performed. We'll be looking into those and finding out how we can apply those to our lives today. And also that next weekend, the 28th of March, the clocks go forward on Sunday. It happens at 1 o'clock on Sunday morning, so we are going to lose an hour of sleep. It's not too bad. We had an hour in the fall, so you know it feeds off to yourself, doesn't it? Okay, let's get on with the quiz. The way that I formatted it, I'll go through all the questions, giving you an easy question and a hard question, and then I will go through all the answers. I won't be repeating each question twice, because you can pause the recording if you need to, and you can rewind if you haven't heard anything well enough the first time. So do get your pen and papers ready, and I'll just whiz through without pausing or repeating any of the questions. Some of them do need a bit more explanation, just so that you get a gist of what the question is asking you. And hopefully, as I say, you have listened to the parables when I was teaching them, so and you will remember some of these. Okay, so parable 31. So this will be number 31 for you. The easy question is, in the parable of the prodigal son, when the younger son went away and lost all his money, which animal's food was he tempted to eat? The hard question, what two things did the father say to the unhappy older brother when he was complaining about throwing a party for his brother when he returned? There were two specific things that the father said to the older brother. Parable 32 was about the shrewd manager. This was the guy who, when he found out he was going to be, he was stealing his master's money. And when he found out this was going to happen, he decided to do something so that he could make friends after the master has got rid of him, because he knew he was going to be caught. So the easy question is, what did the manager do with the debtor's bill? So he called each person who owed the master something in, and what did he do about the amount of money that they owed him, they owed the master? And the hard question is, when the master found out, what did he say the manager had done right? What had the manager done right? Parable 33 was about the rich man and Lazarus. The easy question is, where did Lazarus beg for food? Where did Lazarus beg, and where did he sit? That should be enough, really. And the hard question is, what was Jesus' response when Lazarus asked that someone should rise up from the dead and warn his five brothers? What did Jesus say about that? Parable 34 was about the workers in the vineyard, and that were all employed at different times of the day to go and work in the owner's vineyard. So the easy question is, how much was everyone paid at the end of the day? Or, what was the sort of amount that everyone was paid at the end of the day? And the hard question is, at what times of the day were the workers hired? There were four times that were mentioned in the parable that the workers were hired. There were four of them. Parable 35 was about the persistent widow who kept asking the judge to give her justice. The easy question is, why did the judge give the widow justice? And the hard question is, what was the last sentence in this parable warning about it? In the last sentence, it says, when the Son of Man comes, will he find something on the earth? So the answer I want is that something. And there is multiple choice. Is it, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? That's A. When the Son of Man comes, will he find love on the earth? That's B. And C is, when the Son of Man comes, will he find believers on the earth? A, B, or C. Parable 36 was about the praying Pharisee and the tax collector. And they went and they were standing in the temple to pray. The Pharisee was very proud of himself, that he had achieved a lot, and he was saying all his prayers very loudly. And the tax collector was bowing his head, sort of very humbly standing before God. The easy question is, How many times did the Pharisee say he fasted? And the hard question is, who in society did the Pharisee compare himself with? There were three groups of people that he said, oh, I'm a lot better than. Actually, there were four of them. He said, I'm a lot better than these groups of people. Who are the four groups of people? Parable 37 was the king who went away to the man. It was the landowner who went away to be made a king, and he gave his servants minas. There are two parables in the Bible that are very, very similar. This one, 37, and a parable 45 is very, very similar. But the questions I'm going to ask are a little bit different. Okay, so the easy question for parable 37, which is when the king gave his servants minas. The easy question is, what did the third lazy servant do with the 10 minas, with the 10 minas that he was given? And the hard question is, why was the first servant given more money that was taken away from the foolish servant? So at the end, the foolish servant had his money taken away from him and given to the first servant. So why did that happen? Specifically, it does tell us. Parable 38 is about the two sons, one who obeys his father and one who doesn't. This is one parable. I don't know if you remember when I was talking about it. I was saying is a favorite in my family. So in this parable, do you remember what was the difference between the two sons? That's the easy question. And the hard question is, who did Jesus warn would enter the kingdom of heaven before those who did not understand his saying? He actually said it quite specifically in this parable. There were two groups of people that he said would enter the kingdom of heaven before people who did not understand his saying. Parable 39 was about the wicked vineyard tenants. And the easy question is, who was the last person that the landowner sent? And the hard question is, who were the first servants that the landowner sent representing? So we were told that, or we talked about the first servants that the landowner sent, they represented some people in the Bible. Who were those people? There were two specific groups of people, some from the Old Testament and one person from the New Testament. Parable 40 was the invitation to the wedding banquet. This one as well. There are two versions of the story, so you have to be a bit careful. The easy question is, what happened to the man who was not wearing wedding clothes? Quite a few things happened to him. But yeah, if you mention any of these, then that would be good. And the hard question is, what is the last warning about the invited and the chosen that Jesus says? He says something specifically about the people that are invited and the people that are chosen. Can you remember what that warning is? Parable 41 is the one about the signs that we get from the fig tree. The easy question is, what season did the fig tree let us know was coming? The Bible is talking about when we look at a fig tree, that if we look at the bud and we look at things like the tree that is doing to prepare itself, then we know that this particular season is coming. The hard question is, What deep lesson was this parable teaching us? It was, remember, it was looking at the signs of the fig tree, and that when we look at the fig tree, then we will know something was going to happen or a season was going to come. And what lesson was all of that teaching us? That's the hard question. Parable 42 was about the wise and the wicked servants. The easy question is, what is the wise servant doing when his master returns? The master was going away and he gave the servants duties. So what is the wise servant doing when his master returns? And the hard question is, which specific group of people does the wicked servant get thrown in with? In this parable, Jesus Christ says that the wicked servant will be thrown in with a group of people. Who were these people? Question 43 was about the foolish and the wise virgins. The easy question is, how many virgins were there in total? And the hard question is, why did the wise virgins not give, or why did they not share their oil with the foolish virgins? Question 44 was about the servant who must remain watchful. The easy question is, at what part of the house was one servant asked to watch? It was specifically said that this servant was supposed to watch at the, or what part of the house? Now, this part of the house has four letters in the word, and it rhymes with floor. So I can't be any easier than that, can it really? Okay, and the hard question is, what four times of the days are mentioned in this parable? It talks about the master returning at four times of the day. What were they? Parable 45 was about the three servants that were given talents, similar to the parable 37, which was about minions. So the easy question is, what did the third servant do with his talent? He did something that was quite specific, different to the other guy. And the hard question is, what did the master call this servant? Parable 46 was about separating the sheep and the goats. And the easy question is a multiple choice. Jesus says that whatever you did to the something of these, you did it to me. Is it A, the greatest, B, the least, or C, the richest? I think that's quite plain and simple. And the hard question of this one is, who were the people that had been helped? There was a group of people. When Jesus talks to both the sheep and the goats, he talks about when I was something, then you did something for me. When I was this, you did this for me. So we'll talk about it more in the answers, which I am going to start giving now. So, parable 31 was asking you which animals did the parable prodigal son, which food, animals' food was he tempted to eat? And the answer is pigs. The hard question, what two things did the father say to the unhappy older brother? This was when they were throwing the prodigal son a party, and the brother was complaining that you've never given me anything. And the father says to the older brother, you are always with me. And he says, everything I have is yours. Which is true, because he had given the other half of the property to the younger prodigal son. So everything else that was left belonged to the younger, to the older brother. Parable 32. Was the shrewd manager who, when he found out that the master was going to sort out the books and check the accounts. He was going to find out that he had been stealing some of the money. So he called in all the debtors and asked them to, this was the question, what did he do with their bills? He reduced them. And those that owed, you know, a certain amount of money, he told them to cross that out and write a different amount. And the hard question is, what was the manager commended for? So when the master found out that this was what the manager had done, he actually said he had done the right thing because he had been planning ahead. He wasn't just thinking, oh, I'm in trouble. Well, that's it. I'll just hang my head in shame. He actually planned ahead and did something about his situation so that he would have friends when the manager, when the owner got rid of him. Parable 33, the rich man and Lazarus. Lazarus was the rich man, you know, was rich and ignored Lazarus, who was a beggar. And where did Lazarus, the beggar, sit? He sat at the rich man's gate. And then when they both died, Lazarus went up to heaven and the rich man went to hell. And he was asking Jesus for some water to drink. But Jesus said, there's no way we can help you. You know, you had your chance while you were on earth. And then the rich man said, please, can someone go to my five brothers and warn them? And Jesus said that they won't listen to anyone who rises from the dead because they didn't listen to the prophets. And the funny thing, really, probably not very funny, is that Jesus was one of the people who then later on rose from the dead. And there are some people that still didn't listen to him even then. So he was right. Parable 34 was about the workers in the vineyard. And the landowner went at different times to call them in to do some work. And how was everyone paid in the end? They were all paid the same amount. If you put one denario, well, I don't think it actually said the amount of money, but everybody was given the same amount. That is the right answer. And the hard question, at what times in the day were the workers hired? The Bible says that they were hired early in the morning, at the third hour, the sixth hour, and at the 11th hour. And if you put those into times of the working day at that time, when we spoke about the parable, we talked about early morning being 6 a.m., then 9 a.m., 12 noon, and 5 p.m., the last people were hired. Parable 35, about the persistent widow who kept asking this judge to help her get justice. Why did the judge help the widow? It's because she kept pestering him. And he did not want her to wear him out. And the hard question, what was the last sentence of this? When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? The answer was A, faith. Will the Son of Man find faith on the earth? Parable 36 was about the praying Pharisee and the tax collector. How many times did the Pharisee say he fasted? He said he fasted twice a week. And the hard question, who in society did the Pharisee compare himself to? Compared himself, he said, I am better than robbers or evildoers, adulterers, and I'm even better than this tax collector. So those were the four groups of people. Parable 37 was about the master who went off to be made a king, and he gave his servants minions, and some people didn't want him to be king. And anyway, but what did the third lazy servant do? He laid the money in a piece of cloth. That was for parable 37. And the hard question is, why was the first servant given more, which was taken from the foolish servant? Jesus said that those who have more more would be given. Those who have, more would be given to them. Showing that if we're responsible for small things, then we would get more things to be responsible for. Parable 38, which was the two sons, one who obeyed his father. The easy questions were what was the difference between the two sons? If you remember, one, the father asked both sons to do something. One of them said he would do it, and then he did not do it. And the second one said he would do it. He said he wouldn't do it, and then he changed his mind and went and did it. And Jesus was asking which of the two obeyed his father. So, favorite one in my children's life, where they decide which son they are, whether they're the one who does what I ask them to do or the one who says he will and then doesn't do it. The hard question is, what did Jesus warn? Who did Jesus warn would enter the kingdom of heaven before those who did not understand his saying? And he said it was the tax collectors and prostitutes. Right. Parable 39 was about the wicked vineyard tenants. These were the ones who the master sent different servants to collect the money from the tenants, and they kept killing them. And the question is, who was the last person the landowner sent? And it was his own son. The hard question is, who were the first servants that the landowner sent representing? They were representing the prophets of the Old Testament and John the Baptist. And, of course, the son was representing Jesus. Parable 40 was the invitation to the wedding banquet, where people were making excuses about not coming. And then the owner, because it was his son's wedding, the father then got annoyed and said, go and call people from the streets to come and enjoy, because he said, I want it full, so that those people that are invited and refuse to come, that they do not even get a taste of the food. And then right at the end, there is a man who is not wearing the wedding clothes. And the easier question was, what happened to the man who was not wearing wedding clothes? And yeah, a bit gruesome, this one. I know that we've got young ears with both groups, both Ignite and The Way kids are listening. So this parable was not one of the nice, friendly one. You could say that he was thrown out of the wedding party, the wedding banquet, which is correct. But the Bible further on goes on to say that he was tied hand and foot and thrown into darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's not a very easy question. But the hard question, what was the last warning about the invited and the chosen? And Jesus specifically says that for many are invited, but few are chosen. In that many people are invited to come into heaven, but few are chosen to, you know, to actually be there or to stay. Because as we saw, that one of the people had got into heaven, which is simile of the wedding banquet, and got thrown out. That's not going to happen if we trust and believe in Jesus. But anyway, discussion for another time. Parable 41 was about the signs that we get from the fig tree. What season did the fig tree tell us was coming? And it was summer. And the hard question, what deep lesson was this teaching? It was teaching that we should look out for the signs of Jesus' second coming, and we should know, we should be tuned into him, so that we know when we see wars and rumors of wars and other things like that, then we know these are the signs that we can look for Jesus' return. Parable 42, the wise and the wicked servants. The easy question, what was the wise servant doing when his master returned? And The answer is he was doing his duties, which was giving other servants food at the proper time. And the hard question, which specific group of people does the wicked servant get thrown in with? And the Bible says it's hypocrites. And hypocrites are people that maybe say all the right things, but they do exactly what they want behind people's back. Or they know the rules and they teach rules to other people, but they do whatever they like. Parable 43, about the foolish and the wise virgins. Easy question, how many virgins were there in total? The answer is 10. And the hard question, why did the wise virgins not want to share their oil? And the reason they gave was there would not have been enough for both of them. Parable 44, the servant who must remain watchful. The easy question, at what part of the house was one servant asked to watch at? And I said, it's a four-letter word that rhymes with floor. And the answer is door. One servant was asked to watch at the door. The hard question, what four times of the day was mentioned that the master could come? The first one is the evening. The second one is the morning. The third one is when the rooster crows. And the fourth one was or at dawn. So four times, really, that were mentioned. Parable 45 was about the three servants who were given talents. In this case, the easy question, what did the third servant do with the talents? He hid it in the ground. And the hard question, what did the master call this servant? He said he was wicked and lazy. And the last question was about the sheep and the goats, parable 46. The easy question, Jesus said, whenever you did this to the A, greatest, B, least, or C, richest of these, you did it for me, you did it to me. And the answer is B. Whenever you did this to the least of these, you did it to me. And the hard question, who are the people that had been helped? This is when Jesus is basically talking about how we treat other people. And he says, when I was hungry, that's the first one, you gave me something to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was a stranger, you invited me in. When I needed clothes, you clothed me. When I was sick and in prison could be two different things. So it could be seven groups. Then you came and visited me. So the seven groups of people were hungry, thirsty, stranger, needed clothes, sick, and in prison. Actually, sorry, that's six. Can't count. Okay, so that is the end of the third part of the quiz. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back again next week looking at the miracles that Jesus did while he was here on earth and how they can help us in our lives today. And next week we will be divided again between Ignite and The Way. Ignite being the group that are from reception to year six, and The Way being the kids in year seven and above. So hope you enjoy your week. And next week, look forward to listening to the right group of message, because sometimes they are a little bit different. Because with the older ones, we can dig deeper into other things. I hope you stay well, stay safe, and you stay blessed. Take care. Bye.